Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So in about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, a little less than that, we're going to be giving a germ expert
There are germ experts?
Well, this one is. This one is, with her neuroscience degree from University of Rochester.
Wow. She's my sister.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's right. I got a sister with a neuro whatever degree. You know, I come from good stock. I don't know what happened to me.
That sums it up perfectly right there, doesn't it?
So, neuro whatever. And I'm a radio.
She runs a business. It's over in Buffalo, CleanMD, and it's a business that cleans businesses. And basically, the border has called her company to come in. She has all of the equipment and the knowledge and the know-how to get rid of the virus in workplaces. In different places that, yeah.
The Canadian border?
The Canadian border. Yeah, and she was like, I don't know, because I'm really busy. That's how crazy it is.
Isn't it something?
And she, I don't know, she's always suited up. She looks like hazmat all the time.
All right.
Well.
You know what I mean? So she knows her stuff.
Yeah.
She's always been a germaphobe. We went to the movies once and she wouldn't even, I was choking. I'll tell you this real quick. I was choking on popcorn.
Oh my God.
And she would not let me use her straw. I said, oh my gosh, I need a drink. And she goes, well, you can't use my straw.
We got to hear from this woman.
Are you kidding?
Hello.
Hi, is this Tony Boglev of CleanMD? Everybody, welcome to the show. She's actually my sister, but she's not calling in today as my sister. She is, well, first of all, always been a germaphobe, but we'll talk about that later. Her job to get rid of this coronavirus and these germs.
We should tell you that you're live on the air, by the way, just so you're not sideswiped by us.
Oh, yeah.
she knows.
She knows.
Okay. Tony, there's all levels of panic going on everywhere. And for the average germaphobe, this particular condition is like horrifying. And for someone like me, who doesn't really think that much about germs, I don't really worry that much about it. It's got my attention too. So that's kind of like the degree or the level.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best advice for people to just try and stay cool?
I think the best advice, and of course I'm a germaphobe too, but the best advice would be to stay calm and go on living, because it's really, I mean, as far as being, it's 80% of the cases are mild, and obviously if you're doing things like, you know, wiping your railings, wiping your doorknobs, things that we're now more cautious about, but if you're doing those things and just taking precaution and living, living your life with just obviously thinking about what you're doing more than you ever have, I think everybody should stay cool and calm and we'll get through this.
I have become a germaphobe in the last month.
And
I came out of retirement a little bit to help out here, so I'm leaving the house a little bit. But, it's just my wife and I at home. And when we are at home, I feel like I'm safe in the house. I mean, if it's just she and me, and if we're not going out at all, do I have to worry about wiping down surfaces and, cleaning everything in sight constantly if it's just she and me?
No, but what I would do is just be aware that, you know, if you are going out or if you are, just take precaution and be mindful of things that you're touching. And I think that's exhausting to people now because you've kind of been on autopilot, living your life, touching things. You know, you kind of just do what you do every day. And because people have had to be so mindful of things that they're touching and people that they're around, it's exhausting them, which I get. But I think that if you're, you know, if you are in your house and you do feel like that is your safe place, it is. And it should be, and people should really feel that way. However, if you are leaving and you're going to the gas station to get gas, because we all have to, or you're running out to get bread, just be mindful of when you're coming back in your safe space to be precautious. That's all.
Tony, I wore an N95 mask to Walmart last night.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So am I going overboard? Oh, and I bought a lot of Clorox stuff.
You're scaring people. That's what you're... No.
So where am I as far as on the scale? Like, are there cleaning products that I'm buying that aren't even doing anything? What are we doing wrong?
Every cleaning product that is EPA registered at this time as a common disinfectant in your home is taking care of this virus within 1 minute kill time. And if you want to be precautious, you should spray whatever surface you're trying to disinfect and leave it for a minute if you're trying to be more precautious, and then wipe it.
Oh, okay.
But as far as, you know, the certain products that people are really going after, any disinfectant that you have in your home should be handling this virus with no problem at all.
As long as it's
a diluted, like, bleach solution or 70% alcohol, which most of them are.
Well, we'll get back to this mask thing with your sister. Does she need to wear a mask everywhere she goes?
You know what? This is a free country house. It's a free country. I'm choosing to.
I agree. You should probably be using precaution. At this time, though, I would definitely say, you know, I am using them to go out in public, but at some point in time, everybody has to understand that, you know, those really need to be used for essential workers and leave them for essential workers, because right now we are essential. At some point we became this essential service that's needed, and we can't get our hands on them. So it becomes frightening at that point because you are around, you know, people that do have, you know, the virus. So you just have to leave them for people that need them on a regular basis. So at this point in time,
you want my mask?
Yes?
Tony, is that what you
want? Give me your mask, will
you? Also, you have advice about fake nails, like, you want to tell folks real quick?
Yeah, so the minute this came out, and I'm a little bit more on top of the, okay, where do germs live? Where do germs tend to be? I immediately got rid of my fake nails, which I really, really like to have because they're pretty and they're nice looking, and I can't grow nails to save my life. But I got rid of them, and I wouldn't recommend pulling them off because it really hurts. But I got rid of my fake nails, and I just want to really just have my real nails so that I can clean them and get underneath them and all of that. But that's really where germs or viruses tend to live.
Okay, and you're putting your toothbrushes in the dishwasher. You're using doggy bags for gloves. So these
you
little
got
doggy
it.
Bags in the car, she's putting those on her hands as she's pumping gas. These are all little tips.
Well, that's a great idea. Yeah. That's a terrific idea, actually. Yeah.
This really was an accident.
No, not the toothbrush in the dishwasher. I just throw it out.
Yeah,
so I have three kids that don't necessarily can't go through toothbrushes every night.
Right, you're right.
So what I'm doing is grabbing their toothbrushes and kind of throwing them in the dishwasher when I run a load. It's just some key things that I'm, like, more or less thinking about now. I've always been this way, though, so you could ask Tammy. I'm a little bit over the top.
Always. But, and you went to school here in Rochester for what, like, biomedicine or something like that, Tone?
Yeah. I went for neuroscience at U of R.
Oh, neuroscience. Doesn't matter. She's looked, wow. she's seen a lot of stuff underneath a microscope, and it's freaked her out for the rest of her life. So this is her time to shine.
You should
look at
your sister under a microscope.
It has changed me forever. Well, you got it.
I appreciate you calling in your germaphobe tips this morning, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah. And hang in there.
If you've ever watched recently on CNN when Chris Cuomo talks with his brother Andrew Cuomo and they go back to forth, if you've been seeing any of that, this is what this feels like.
The female version. Yeah.
Well, Tony knows I'm already mom's favorite, so we don't even need to talk about that.
Yeah, that's not what she tells me. No. Yeah.
The firstborn is always the favorite.
Great stuff, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Love you. Too. Be safe.
Love you, too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.